Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joquel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Weaver. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Monty Weaver. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almada moves to second. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Almada moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almada scores. Lewis scores. Travis moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Travis scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-2, Senators. Joquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons scores. QL moves to third. It's 4-2, Senators. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons, who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Berger moves to second. Pete Appleton now pitching. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Berger moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Senators. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Almada moves to second. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 1 in the game. Travis hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Appling is walked intentionally. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berger hits a pop-up towards short. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Simmons reaches second base with a double. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Stone bunts towards third. Berger fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons scores. It's 5-3, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. QL moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. QL moves to third. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell strikes out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Appleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Almada for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-2 in the game. Travis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berger bunts towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Appling moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Berger moves to second. It's 5-4, Senators. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney bunts towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. Berger moves to third. Sewell moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berger scores. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 5, Senators, 5. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell strikes out. One out. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Appleton hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Almada hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields it, throws to second for one. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lewis bunts towards third. Berger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 3 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lewis moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to home to get Lewis. Travis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Pete Appleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Appleton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Almada hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 4 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Lewis moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Lewis moves to third. 2 outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Stone is walked intentionally. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. QL is walked intentionally. Stone moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis scores. Stone moves to third. QL moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.